Coming up next week, we have something fantastic going on. I know you've probably heard the commercials by now. It's Hallelujah for Heat, and we are going to have the greatest concert in the world. We're going to talk about this with Santil Jenkins and Mark Jones over at DTE. How are you all doing?
We're doing great. Wonderful. How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. Listen, I've been trying to work with you all on this event for a long time.
Well, we're glad to have you.
I'm glad to be a part of it because Hallelujah for Heat has been in existence for how long?
10 years.
10? Mm-hmm. I missed a couple.
I guess it's been around.
I missed a couple too, Randy, okay. But I'm so glad I'm here.
I'm glad you're here too. So listen, explain to our listeners what Hallelujah for Heat is all about.
Well, I think I'll start because it started with DTE trying to figure out what can we do for the community. It started in 2007, 2008, the idea came about, what can we do with the community? It was the, you know, they don't call it a depression, but it was economic times were tough. And we were having trouble making sure that people could pay their bills.
Right.
And we looked to Thaw and said, how can we tell the community it's going to be all right? How can we thank them for all their hard work and determination and struggle?
Mm-hmm.
And then we said, let's have a concert and a week of what we called a week of warmth and then a fundraising event all that week to bring awareness to the community.
Yeah.
Yes. And Thaw became our partner in all of this.
Right.
And that's how we came from 2009 to 2019.
Yeah, that is amazing. That's amazing. So the event's main purpose, Santil.
So the Hallelujah for Heat's main purpose is to say thank you to all of our community advocates, our energy advocates, folks in the community who have really been fighting to help keep families healthy, safe, and warm.
Mm-hmm.
The Week of Warmth, which is Hallelujah for Heat, is a part of an entire week of warmth.
Right.
Where our goal is to raise and distribute $1 million in utility assistance.
Wow. That's amazing. To be able to partner with inspirational artists has to be a plus.
Yes, it is. We try to make sure that the people, again, we start out the holiday season. We've mm-hmm. been doing that for 10 years, so
right.
people can do that. And we want to give praise to the Lord and make sure that everybody knows that we're in this together.
Yeah.
And to be able to bring a great artist in, we've had Marvin Winans and,
yeah.
and Marvin Sapp, and it's been great. But this year we decided to go get an artist from outside of the area so that people could enjoy what they're bringing from other places.
Yeah, you know, John P. Key, speaking of, is a premier artist from, you know, the Stellar Awards, Dove Awards. He's just been around, and he is very, very instrumental in making sure that people are okay as well. If you follow him on social media, you see him just handing out $100 to somebody, just, you know, because he understands and he gets it. And he has some Detroit ties too. So it's very, very cool that we're going to be all working together.
Yes, this is very exciting. It's going to be a great night.
I'm excited about it. And I was telling you off the air that Shelby Five, they're like my babies, so I'm all excited about them. They can sing, S-A-N-G,
right.
So I'm excited about that. And you have a mime group that will open up. They're from Fellowship, right?
They certainly are, and they do a great job.
Yeah.
We've seen them before, and they do a fantastic job. So it's free to the public.
Yeah.
Anybody can come. The doors open at 6 o'clock on November 2nd. We just want you to come. Have a good time. Forget about what's going on outside those doors.
No. Yeah, and you're helping people at the same time. So tell everybody where it's going to be.
It's going to be at Fellowship Chapel, which is located at 7707 West Otter Drive in Detroit. It's right on the northwest side. You can catch a bus if you want to, catch Uber, but come on down. Doors open at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we're just going to have a great time, and everybody will be there. It's going to be the place to go that night.
It definitely is going to.
If you catch a bus or catch an Uber, you'll catch the Holy Ghost too.
You're going to catch it all. Come on, Santil. Well, I'm looking forward again. It's November 2nd at Fellowship Chapel right there at Outer Drive near the Southfield Freeway. It is the 10th annual Hallelujah for Heat. And Santil, you wanted to also add something?
I just want to thank DTE because they've been Thaw's longest standing and our strongest private partner. I want to thank them for sponsoring 10 years of our Week of Warmth to
help families. Absolutely.
Well, I want to thank Thaw because of all the work they do in the community. Mm-hmm. Without them, there would be so many people that would go out without heat or air, even in the summer.
Right.
And they stand by the community, and that's why we partner with them because of the work that they do. Thank you, Thaw, for everything you do. And that's why we have this Week of Warmth and this Hallelujah for Heat.
That's fantastic. Thank you to both of them as well. And I thank you both for being here. This is going to be so exciting.
Yeah, we're really proud to be here. And again, we look forward to seeing you on November 2nd.